Olive oil is just like wine. There are good years and there are not so good years. Well, Sally Swift, our producer, is checking in about the 2014 harvest with Russ Parsons. He's food editor and columnist at the LA Times.
Hey, Russ. Nice to talk to you.
Oh, it's wonderful to speak with you again.
So what's the word on the 2014 olive oil harvest?
Oh, it's just, I mean, the word is really, really bad. The world output of olive oil is supposed to be down 20% this year.
Wow.
And when you're talking about a staple crop like that, that's just a massive amount. And what's even worse is that the places that have the best olive oil seem to be among those that are the hardest hit. Tuscany and Umbria have just been absolutely devastated. The Italian newspaper La Repubblica is calling it the black year for Italian olive oil.
Oh, man. Okay, so what's behind that?
Well, there are a couple of factors that are behind it. The first, of course, is the weather was just awful. And it was awful at all of the most important times. And so when the trees were going from flower to fruit, the temperature, which had been freezing, all of a sudden shot up, causing it to drop a lot of fruit. It was a really hot and humid summer with lots and lots of rain. And then in September, what olives had been able to survive were just getting ready to ripen. They had massive, massive hailstorms. They had two of them that lasted for more than an hour that just, you know, knocked everything else off the tree. And on top of that, when you've got really hot, humid weather, that's when you get lots of pest problems. And Italy has been hit pretty hard by I guess you could call it a kind of a fruit fly that especially loves olives. And it lays its eggs in the olive so that the olive looks almost normal until it's ripe and it's picked. And you find out that the eggs have been eating on the olive and it just completely spoils the fruit. So
wow.
There are important producers like Capizzana and who simply are refusing to make any olive oil at all this year.
And so what's going on in the rest of Europe? Is it as bad in Spain?
Well, Spain is down by half.
Wow.
Because of the same kind of weather problems. That's a little bit, Spain's the world's largest olive oil producer, and that's a little bit misleading because Spain was way, way up last year. They had like this humongous record harvest. Greece is supposed to be doing okay, which is really good news. And there are places in Italy that are doing better than others. Supposedly in the southern part of Italy, Puglia and Sicily were not quite as hard hit. And also olive groves that are at higher altitude in Tuscany and Umbria were not as hard hit. So there will be some oil, some of that good oil coming in, but not nearly as much as in the past. And, of course, it's going to be really expensive.
Right.
And it's really important that people learn to shop for oil and shop carefully.
Yeah, so what should we be looking for when we're buying this harvest?
Well, the thing with olive oil is that it's a slippery business. And I have to say, you know, I remember doing this story, a story very similar to this in 1985. And there had been a huge freeze which had devastated the olive groves in Tuscany. And I had interviewed everybody that I could find, and everyone assured me that there would be almost no production of Tuscan olive oil that year. And so I wrote the story with great confidence. And then when I looked at the statistics a year later, actually exports of Tuscan olive oil had increased.
How did that happen?
Because there's a wrinkle in Italian labeling law that says that you can label olive oil according to where it's bottled, not according to where it was grown.
Oh, so you could be buying olives from somewhere else and pressing them in Tuscany and selling them
exactly.
as Tuscan oil.
Exactly. And imports of olive oil in Italy are already up 45%. So you can see there's going to be a lot of that stuff going on. There are a couple things that you can do. Mm-hmm. One of them is read the label carefully. If it says produced and bottled by, that's an indication that the oil in there came from that actual estate. And also, the more careful olive oil producers and the ones who are going to be more reliable also will vintage date their oils now so that you're sure that you're getting fresh oil. Failing that, a lot of people are recommending that you just stock up on the 2013 oils that are already here. Make sure that you keep them in a cool, dark place.
And, yeah, because we're at the end of their good use date.
Right.
It sounds like Greek oil would be pretty safe.
Well, the Greek oils are supposed to be good, and I'll also put in a plug for California oils.
Mm-hmm.
You know, California oil production has really, really improved over the last 5 years, and they have very, very stringent controls. Now, you know, there's some debate about whether everything that is being produced meets those controls, but, you know, a place like California Olive Ranch, that's my house oil, and they do just a terrific job at a remarkably fair price.
Okay, that's great. We've got some shopping tips. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sally.
Russ Parsons is author of How to Pick a Peach, still one of the best books around on working with produce.